Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Saturday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I am grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given me the opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over there, contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com, at GODSWRD, the number 2, MAN, at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Glory be to God. So we are grateful for another blessed day. I'm coming to you at this particular hour, 2:30 hour. And wherever you listen to me at, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we are grateful once again for another blessed day in Christ, another golden opportunity you've given us, Lord God, this day in Jesus' name. We are grateful for your word that is before us to feast upon. And this day, Lord, I pray that you will help me by your spirit to give your word accordingly that will be pleasing in your sight. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for all things that you have done and you're doing. In the name of Jesus. Now we'll give you all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Well, if you have your Bibles with you, let us turn to the second book of Timothy chapter 2. The second book of Timothy chapter 2, looking at verse 15. And for those of you that don't have Bibles, or you might say, hey, I don't have a Bible with me, or, you know, just listen along with us and take back what you hear back to the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Amen. And the word of God says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, today's message, and I have done a broadcast on this before. In fact, I think it may have been earlier this year, but the title of it today is Study My Words. Study My Words. The Lord wants you to study his word. Now, this word here is for the believers in Christ, but especially to certain believers who know you haven't been doing it. Amen. And if you continue not to study the word, you're going to find out the hard way why the Lord told you to study his word. There are three things involved when you are studying. Three things I can name to you involved when you are studying. Number one, study means reading with the intention of learning. Okay, reading with the intention of learning, not just reading. You know, you got a lot of people who just read, but it's different when you're reading to learn what you're reading about. Amen. There is more of an interest, a desire, and then it will lead to another thing. What you do when you study is search. Okay. We're going to go in some other scriptures in a minute here, but you will begin to search things out. Search things what you are reading with the intention of learning. You would look it up, whether it's dictionary, concordance, or you know, what have you. You're searching because you're looking for the answer. Amen? And the third thing it brings you to is that meditate, searching. Is a form of study. Reading with intention of learning is a form of studying. All of them need to be applied, okay? And when you're meditating, not so much as just saying memorize. Now, it's nothing wrong with memorizing the scriptures, but when you meditate, you're thinking deeply on that word and pondering what the answer would be. Now, I've said this before early this year, and I say it again. There's a couple of sermons I know straight off the top of my head. No doubt there may be many others, but two especially I want to say that we have not really preached about is patience. And number two, faith to study. Faith to study. And for those of you that are listening, and I tell you this word is for the believers, but especially particular ones who know you haven't been studying the Word of God. You've been depending on others, and you have this mindset that the only ones that's supposed to know the word is the ministry. Well, I beg to differ with you, and so does the Word of God. Paul told Timothy to study to show thyself approved, acceptable and pleasing unto God, not man. Now, you have certain people in the church who try to memorize scripture because they're trying to be impressive unto man. And what's the use of memorizing and having that kind of knowledge, which is nothing wrong with memorizing, but what good would it do just be limited to that and don't understand what you're memorizing? So in other words, if you're quoting scriptures because you memorize it and someone asks you what it means, then you in stuck row. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So he says, study, a workman needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, being able to give him the right interpretation. Some people who are, and there are those, like I said, who are not studying, don't study, even in the ministry, okay? And they're asked certain things and about certain scriptures, and the answers, now don't get me wrong, no one, no man, no woman, knows the meaning of every scripture, okay? You're not going to find no one. No one knows the meaning of every scripture. But definitely when you don't study, you are more prone to give answers that will make you shame, okay? He said a workman needed not to be ashamed. Then you have those who don't study, they can't tell you what anything means. You know, those the one that I would say, well, just go read. God will show you. Okay? Now, as a born-again believer, you need to know something. And I'm not talking about just, you know, being in the ministry. Okay? You need to know something. Okay? If you say, well, I'm just in the pews. Well, you got to know something about what you believe in. Amen? Amen. You got to know something about it. Listen, when the Lord said go preach the gospel, he wouldn't tell us to go preach the gospel in ignorance. He wants us to learn the word of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, let's go to John chapter 5, the book of John chapter 5. Let's look at verse 39 here. The book of John chapter 5, verse 39. Okay? The book of John, chapter 5, verse 39. And notice what the word of God says here. He says, search the scriptures, for in it, in them, ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Now, Jesus says, search the scriptures. You got some people, and once again, this word is for Christians, but specific ones that know that you haven't been studied. And maybe you're one of those who just reads, but you don't read with the intention of learning. Or maybe also you one of those ones that don't search. You know, you got some people, they won't, and I've come across people like this, that, you know, they won't search the scriptures for nothing, but they always run into other, some people call them church folks, other believers and stuff. Well, where's such scripture at? Where it at in all this? Now, those kind of people you have to be very careful of. And you may say, well, why, Brother Nate? I mean, if they just have asking a simple question, I know it. You know, it's nothing wrong with answering. Well, that's true, but sometimes you have to point people to start searching themselves. You say, well, why you say that? Because people will become dependent on you. And here's the thing. You might be looking at that as like, ain't nothing wrong, but you better never make a mistake. Because those same people that you praising because you saying, oh, they really wants to know, they're going to be the same one that criticize you if you give a wrong verse. Now, you don't have to believe Brother Nate. Keep on doing what you're doing. If you're one of those that you're not trying to encourage or point people to studying the word for themselves, not that they can't get a word from no one in the ministry or things like that, but if you haven't yet, you need to ask the Lord to help you to discern people that's just being dependent. The job I work on now, there used to be a guy, he was a supervisor. And some years ago, he was asking me where this scripture at, and he was calling himself trying to quote it, and I think at the time I knew what he was talking about, and I said, and I just say, for example, I don't remember what book I actually gave him, but I said, look at Matthew. Then he said, Matthew what? And I'm like, okay, Matthew 10th chapter. What verse? I said, wait a minute, you go look it up. See, you have to be watchful. And perhaps those of you that are listening, you are of those people. Now, I'm not trying to be funny when I give this message. I'm trying to show you the seriousness in you studying the word yourself. Amen. Jesus says, search the scriptures. Listen, studying is more than you just reading. Some of you that's listening, you just a reader. You know, I hear people say, well, I'm just a reader. Well, it's good to read. But you also want to read with the intention of learning, okay, something. And so you got people who are like that who won't search the scriptures. I mean, listen, as a Christian, you must understand that, you know, studying the word of God is like when you went to school. Now, some of you may say, oh, I hated school. Well, this right here is supposed to be greater. Because what you're going to find out is that the Lord wants to reveal things to you in the Sunday school, but also at home. Amen. Now, you got, in this area dealing with study, you got three, I call them three different type of Christians. Number one, you got one Christian, the one that don't study at all. Don't study at all. And you can sense they don't even care about study. And if they hear something that's supposed to be of God and it's unusual for them, they'll come and ask you, and then they'll ask where they're at. What chapter? What verse? I have seen some people who will ask you that question simply because they're in an argument with someone else and they want to prove them wrong. It ain't so much of them wanting to know for their benefit to learn. It's so that, hey, I can use this to prove so-and-so wrong. And those type of disputes, I really don't like to get in that, okay? Because I'm not, you know, especially you ain't studying the word of God. Come on. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, let's go to Psalms chapter 119. Psalms chapter 119, verse 148. Psalms 119, verse 148. And the word of God says, my eyes prevent the night watches that I may meditate in thy word. You know, we all should be to the point that, hey, I don't even want to go to sleep yet until I've meditated in the word of God. Amen. Now, I've been guilty of that myself, just going through the day many times and hadn't gotten the word. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. If your spirit is in a certain place with God, that'll begin to start wearing out. That'll begin to start weighing heavy on you. Okay. Let me tell you something. If you can go each day as a Christian now, we're talking about as a Christian. We ain't talking about a sinner because a sinner ain't been converted. So you understand if this happened with them and they can do it. But as a Christian, if you can go each day without studying the Word of God and you're not convicted, something is awfully wrong. Amen. And this is why some of us as Christians, we have faced this thing where that our flesh has dominated us without any fight on many, and in some cases on almost everything. Amen. Now you may say, well, what do you mean, Brother Nate? Well, for example, you know, think of natural food. If you don't feed your body, what'll happen? You'll get weak. And you continue not to feed, you go to malnutrition, and you die. Well, guess what? Your spirit needs to be fed, and it has to be fed the Word of God. Well, what you think happens when you don't feed it the Word? Well, it gets weak, and the flesh gets stronger because you're going to start attaining to it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God for the blessed word of the Lord. Amen. My eyes prevent the night watches, okay, that I may meditate on your word. Amen. You know, we don't want to go through a day where that we haven't gotten to God's word, and especially days, okay? I don't know about you all, but whenever I have went a good length of time without studying the Word of God, my spirit, man, is just troubled. It is. It's just troubled because this is what this is part of our walk, people, that we study the Word of God. That's part of our walk. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And so to you Christians that are listening, and you know who you are, you know you haven't been studying the Word of God, amen. You think that because you are in the pews, you're not in the ministry, that you don't need to know anything. Well, I got news for you. That ain't true, okay? You need to know the word for yourself. Now, what you're going to find out, if you don't do it, then you're going to find out the hard way why the Lord said to study to show thyself approved. Because you're going to find yourself doing things, amen, that is sinful and the pleasing of the flesh. Because why? Your spirit has become weak because it hadn't been fed. Amen. Now, as I said to you before, we have preached sermons upon sermons, you know, about faith in many areas, but we have not preached about faith for healing. Amen. We haven't done it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for the precious word. Hallelujah. Now, thank you, Jesus. Another witness from the Nephi record, this record of Nephi, that those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, you listen to me on this page, you go back to part one of the last series I did that is called Noah Time. The end time, it's like Noah's time. Listen to part one, and I point you to where on Blog Talk Radio you can listen to more on his book. But when Jesus was crucified and resurrected, he came over here to this continent. Now, you know, you tell some people that, they start looking all funny. And I'm like, why would you think he couldn't do that? He could have went wherever he wanted to go. So he comes over here to the continent. He's talking to the people over here on this continent. And he was talking to them about Isaiah. And one of the things he mentioned, he said, "And now, behold, I say unto you that ye had ought to search these things. Yea, a commandment I give unto you, that ye search these things diligently, for great is the words of Isaiah." You hear that? God said, Jesus said it was a commandment. Yeah, the Lord has commanded us to study. Listen, when God gives a command, it's not in vain. Amen. And some of you have this mentality of thinking that no one's supposed to study the scriptures but the ministry. And there are some people who are so-called ones in the ministry who have picked up on your thought, your mentality, because you have said stuff, and they have taken advantage of it. See, some of you is hurt and wounded, upset because someone in the church, whether it was a minister, a deacon, a mother on the board or whatever, you put really all your trust in her or him. And they was telling you stuff that they said that the Bible saying that the Lord was saying, and you just simply believe it because they said it. And they was telling you to do things that perhaps you thought at first was funny and not right, but they tell you, say, "Hey, the Bible says do it." And you're thinking, "Oh, because this man has been in the Lord longer than me or this woman, oh, they ought to know," and you just did it. And what happened, you found out that a lot of the stuff they told you was not Bible. And now you are upset, and no one can talk to you about Jesus. No one can talk to you about coming back to service or going to service anywhere. Because, see, I've seen that when some people, when they find out that they've been, quote, bamboozled or misled or lied to or something like that, many of them don't go anywhere to worship God. They don't even worship the Lord at home, okay? They're so mad, amen, about being done wrong, that they like, home for what? Amen. Hallelujah. My Lord, have mercy. But anyhow, the Lord wants you to study his word. He wants you to know for yourself. And I'm telling you, and watch this, there are going to be people, and some have already reaped behind it. See, when you're reading with the intention of learning, searching the scriptures, and meditating, those are your acts of sowing. When you do this by faith. Amen. See, by faith, when you're reading with the intention of learning, amen, you believe in God for the answer. You're searching the scriptures for the answer. Amen. You're meditating on the scriptures for the answer. This is done by faith, not by feelings. Believing that as you do these things and continue to do them, that God is going to reward. What did he say in Hebrews 11:6? That God is a rewarder of them that, what, diligently. That's the key, diligently. Not every now and then, diligently seek them. When you are diligently, okay, reading with the intention of learning, when you are diligently searching the scriptures, when you are diligently meditating on the word, that is your act of faith, And the Bible says in Hebrews 11:6 that he is a rewarder. So according to the word of God, you're going to be rewarded for diligently reading with the intention of learning, searching, and meditating on the scripture. Do you get what I'm saying? This is why I told you that in the ministry, we have fallen short of preaching about faith to study. Because many of us, and I had to be in that category at one time, I was in it, you never dawned on you about exercising faith to study. Amen. But we need it. And people need to know it. Because, see, some people are on a very quick type basis. In other words, if I open this Bible and I ain't read 5 scriptures, I'm expecting to get, boom, revelation from on high real fast. If I don't get it within a 10-minute frame, I didn't give up. Amen. You know, when I was in school, you can tell the people who really wanted to learn. Well, how's that? Well, they was always searching stuff. You know, one of my classmates, who was a valedictorian, we call him Scoogie, but his name was Leota. One thing I noticed about him, and I mean, he was very smart. Like I say, he became valedictorian. But I have to say, a lot of it, much of it, he put in the work. You say, what do you mean? Well, for example, when we went into a classroom, you know, there was a class we went into, like, you know, during my time in school, I said when you was in 12th grade, you had, like, especially with quite a few of you, you had 12A, 12B, like that. And our class was divided into, because that's how many people we had that you had to divide into class. Well, when one class was in a room before us and they took the test and then we got to come in that room and take the same test, many times someone will be writing answers on the desk. So when you come sit down at the desk, you know, if you had 20 questions, it'd have on that, you know, because a lot of our desks was wood, not all of them, okay? Someone was made, you know, had a part of was steel and all that, but a lot of them was wood. So, you know, especially the wood desks, you will find a lot of writings on them. And when it came to the test, many times some will write the answer to the test. But one thing about Scoogie, I have to say, now, when he sat down in the chair, I remember one of the classes we went in, when he sat down on the chair, whoever was in that chair before him had, quote, like that, all the answers to the test. And they had it written on there, like, you know, I think the test we were taking was like multiple choice. So they would have like 1 is A, 2 is C, you know, like that. Well, you would think, and I know most other people would, when they see it and recognize this to the test, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to automatically copy the answers. Not Scoogie. Even when he saw the answers, he would try to make sure the answers are correct. Now, most people ain't doing that. If they recognize that, hey, this is the answer to the test, they're just going to write it down. And I've seen Scoogie that in his learning, you know, if he was doing homework and there was a problem on there real hard for him, it really puzzled him. I mean, he really was thinking on that thing to the bone. I've seen him personally in action. I mean, this is a young fella at that time. To make an 80 didn't bring no smile to his face. But he put in the work, okay? He did. People, you got to put in the work. Amen. Some of you don't want to put in the work. Hallelujah. Now let me read one more verse here and go to the word of the Lord here. And it is called Message 46. The Lord sent this out December 30th, 1939. Message 46. Amen. And I want to read to you what he said about Sterling. He said, turn away from the past with its sins and traditions and the contentions that destroy hope. Study my words, even the words I send by my messenger, and I will touch you in greater light and love over you, and many wandering souls shall be brought to the paths of peace. Now, Jesus, in sending his angel messenger, the Elijah, he says, study my words, even the words I send by my angel. Now, we have been telling you guys on the broadcast, you know, especially where you can order these messages for yourself. You can order these messages for yourself, read and study for yourself to see if it's true or not. You notice that not one time on any of the broadcasts that we have ever told you guys, just listen to us because we said and don't ask God nothing. No. In fact, we was commanded of the Lord to tell you about the work he's doing in the sending of the messenger, but also to point you to him. Some of you, and I told you who this message is for, some of you out there, you just want the revelation. You don't want to put in the work to get in the position to receive the revelation. You understand what I'm saying? And when you look at today, even the world that we in, because this same spirit has crept among believers, it seems like most people want stuff easy. You got your real young folks growing up now like they entitled to everything. And any kind of post of a little work is too much for them. And if you put a little more work, you just pretty much killing them. But anything that's fast, and you notice that when people want fast, what that mean? That's a lack of patience somewhere too. And see, some of you that's listening who don't study the word, one of the things besides the faith is that you lack patience. You want it right then. When you open the Bible and read verse number one for 2 minutes, you want revelation right then. If you don't get it, you're discouraged. And now you're talking about not even studying no more. But that's not of God. You hear what I'm saying? See, I know this kind of sermon right here don't, you know, there's a lot of sermons that don't get a lot of hoorays and amens. And I know this is more or less one that more or less might not. And I'm definitely sure that a big majority wouldn't. Because why? You got people among the Christian community who don't like to study. Amen. They don't like to study. Now, some of them are what you call curious. Oh, they will ask you a load of questions, okay? And you giving them answers. Why? Just to satisfy their curiosity. I noticed that with a lot of people like that, when they're like that, they're not seeking answers for growth or to get answers to, quote, make them better. It's all about a curiosity thing. Satisfy my curiosity. Amen. Now, I've come across that quite a few times in my Christian walk and in the ministry of Christ, that people was asking me stuff just to satisfy their curiosity. They did not want to learn it for them a better person or come close to God. They didn't want to know it for that. Amen. Hallelujah. So it's vitally important that you study the word of God. Because as I said, I'm telling you, if you ain't seen it yet, you finna see it. And especially one area of your flesh, you're going to find that your flesh is going to dominate you to a point where there is hardly no or little or no resistance because your spirit weak. Your spirit haven't been fed. Some of you haven't fed your spirit in I don't know how long. Amen. And you think, because some of you believe in that once saved, always saved stuff, you thinking God just going to be with you by his spirit forever. Not necessarily so if you drive him out by sin. Now, like I said, you got some Christians who don't study at all. They don't study at all, and sometimes they always ask you about scriptures and where it at, okay? And sometimes they ask you because they into it with somebody else trying to prove them wrong. Amen? Amen. Some of them don't study at all, which means they don't, if they don't study at all, they don't study at home, and they definitely ain't going to study when it comes to Bible class or Sunday school. And many times, some of these very people, they either show up real late to Sunday school or have to no show up on Sunday school. Amen. I mean, I was talking to a guy some years ago, and he was talking about how he go to church, but when I brought up Sunday school, he told me, he said, and I don't know, I think that's too early. What? And I think that they was having Sunday school at 9 or 9:30. I said, now, wait a minute. Because he was working at the same place I'm working at. I said, but you can come in here at 6 in the morning at work. I mean, you got to start working at 6, which means you got to get up at a certain time to make it here to be on time at 6 o'clock. And you can do that, but you can't get up for Sunday school will be on time. See, many times, whether people understand it or not, you really show your interest. Okay? Think about it. If you're teaching somebody the word and you see they looking all up in the air, all over in the ceiling and stuff like that while you teaching, what impression would you get? Now, most of you listening can't tell me you won't think this person ain't interested, because you would. Amen. Glory to God. Thank God for the blessed word of the Lord. Amen. And I had to give this message today because it's critically important. Amen. And, you know, it's important for your growth. And some people are not growing because they're not feeding their spirit. Amen. They're not feeding their spirit. See, in back in the days, see, it was the Roman Catholic Church that wanted you not to know the Bible. They want you to know according to what they said. They didn't want you to even have any Bibles. They want you to believe it simply because they said it. You get what I'm saying? They didn't want you to search God, search the Lord about any scriptures and learn for yourself. They didn't want that. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God for the blessed word of the Lord today. And I had to deliver this message to you all that's listening. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for the precious word. I want to say before I go off that, you know, on my job yesterday, we was finally told that this mandate that our president, Joe Biden, was talking about, he was pushing for, that places that got 100 employees or more, the employees required to be vaccinated. And if they choose not to be vaccinated, then they have to take a test weekly and get this, where you are paid with your out of your own pocket or on your own time. And I knew back here some months ago when the president first started talking about it that he was going to push for this thing to be done. So now we got the climax yesterday, and they said this thing is done. You got all the way to January 3rd or January the 4th. Now, for those of you that's listening and you say, hey, this is hard down wrong, they're forcing us, I agree with you 100%. But I want you to think of something of this time right now. Think about it. This is the perfect time for Jesus to show his hand. I want you to be in consecration with the Lord on what to do. You know, there's no doubt this thing is not going to be squeaky clean like they think. Because literally, and I've said this on many of the broadcasts before, and many of you that's listening, you heard it. If you or anyone shows go get the vaccine, Brother Nate was not running down to the place where you at, hitting you side of the head or picking in the place or jumping in your way and try to keep you from doing it. I didn't do that. But when you have people who choose not to take the vaccine, they're the ones getting persecuted, okay? And that's wrong. Because look at it. We're told to preach the gospel, not to force the gospel on you. Okay? So the Lord is not going to be on our side if we're forcing the gospel on you. And we're trying to force you to accept him, the Lord, accept him as Lord. Jesus is not for that, okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I am praying and I am looking for the Lord to do his thing. Amen. But whatever I have to do personally in Christ Jesus, I believe that the Lord got me and got my back. Amen. And like I said, before I get ready to go, some of you think that this is just primarily about the vaccine, but it's not. I've told others, and I would say this to you all once again on this broadcast, this thing about the vaccine is bigger than the vaccine. And what some of you don't understand is that this thing has really paved the road for them to control your life. And I'm talking about in the government. Now, some of y'all say, hey, oh, you're coming with a hate government message. No, I'm not coming with a hate government message. I'm coming with the truth. This paves a way for them to control your life because they want to tell you, they want to force you. And see, when they look at this thing like this, like, hey, well, now we see if we want to get people to do something, we can force them by what? Messing with their livelihood or we can do that. We got to hit them where we believe it hurts, and that's in the money. So what we're doing, we're going to pile all this stuff on them. We're going to tell them, say, hey, pay your own bills if you don't take the shot and all that, or, you know, lose your job or stuff of that nature. Yeah. Thank God for Jesus. I really do. Amen. Glory be to God. So don't forget tonight. We have another broadcast coming up at 7 o'clock p.m., the full gospel with Brother Eddie Lee. Look for the advertisement then. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your word. I thank you for your spirit. I thank you for all that's been listening. And Lord, I ask that you will bless them and keep them and let your word go forth, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. So, once again, I thank God for all you've been listening. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.